cause. That's just a facade. The bridge separates South Beach from my Miami. The real Miami.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is hour two with the Lunch Break crew, Ray Nitty, Maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z, holding us down with the production and sound. How y'all feeling, man? What y'all eating on, man? I hope y'all feeling good today, man. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Shannon, is she writing, boy?
Writing in her diary.
Yeah, I be trying to keep notes, man. I'm up writing in my diary. I'm building cases on all you. I'm joking.
Man. You should have said that over the ear.
You need to build a case on that internet.
You said a who? Wait.
Ah, man.
Beep, beep, boop, 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 bop.
What's happening, y'all? I hope y'all are doing well. We just had an amazing conversation with the one, the only, the legendary Mrs. Sheree Harris. Man, it was, Sheree had a lot of love up here, man. One day we're going to get to the bottom of what life was like. He said, low-key Shannon, hilarious. That's what Aaron is him said. Man, so we want to jump back into this menu, y'all. It was a lot of nice little tidbits and gizzards that we didn't get to.
But gizzards? Did he just say gizzards?
Man, before you skate past that,
you be eating gizzards?
He's been spending way too much time at State Fair.
I didn't have none there, but I almost got some chicken gizzards the other night, though. I did almost get them. I did.
Do you eat chicken feet, too? I'm so sorry. Okay.
No, not the feet.
Just no.
I eat the leg, though. I eat the leg of the chicken.
Well,
I don't need the hoof.
I got to try some gizzards.
Yeah, they pretty nice, man. They're tender. It's like little bites of dark meat. It's pretty good.
I'm not opposed to trying it. I just has never tried it. I'm not one to judge. I eat chitlins.
Oh,
so.
No, I'm judging.
Ugh, chitlins is intense, but
I like them.
I just,
it's like playing field factor.
Slave food. Like, we don't gotta eat that no more.
Honoring my ancestors and what they could do with anything.
Yeah.
I just like to eat it. I had to make it sound sophisticated, but I do like to eat it. Drown it in hot sauce.
Oh my God. I can smell them now. Anyway, how y'all doing? We're going to talk real quick about a couple storms, man. Real quick, right? Severe storm swept through southeastern Wisconsin Tuesday evening. Man, it was fast, y'all. It was fast. It was quick, too. It came quick, but it packed a punch. Man, more than 2,600 We Energy customers were without power Wednesday. Other reports put the number over 40,000 across the broader service area, with more than 20,000 out in Milwaukee County alone. Damage was scattered, but serious. Large trees falling on cars, 50th and Vallette, Washington Heights neighborhood, taking down power line. It was like a little tornado came through in there. I'm like, man, it was... I saw a video of a kid almost got blown away trying to walk into the Brewers game that was happening last night.
Hey.
Somebody had to come help him.
Somebody said that lady has survival skills of a cucumber, because why was she holding on to the umbrella still?
That was just a stick. You ever saw that lady that was trying to, that was the lady that was trying to keep her dog under control.
Like, no, like, bro, let the umbrella go, pick up the kid. It's two of y'all to weigh you down. The baby was blown with the wind, but we love all of y'all cousins. I be forgetting. Damn. These are real stories and real people.
Straight up.
Somebody came out and grabbed that baby. Like, you know what?
They just came from it. Like, let me go get this kid. She about to lose a baby and an umbrella. Like, what is going on? But yeah, man, some folks were super impacted by it. Fortunately, I wasn't impacted by any power outages this storm. The last storm we were impacted in was without power for almost like a day or so. So, but we did not have that issue this time. DPW crews worked into the night clearing trees while We Energy crews worked on restoration. Wednesday was expected to clear up into a comfortable, partly cloudy August day. So hopefully they get these folks back on with their power very, very soon here. But speaking of power, as we keep it going, Shannon, you sent something about Gary, Indiana. This is now, I guess this was yesterday would have been day 8, but today is day 9 of 9 days without power and nobody talking about it. Nobody talking about it. So what you got about that, Shannon?
Yeah, so the reason I even heard about it was through TikTok because people are starting to post about it. And one of the biggest influencers on TikTok, Keith Lee, which is a food influencer, he's doing a food tour of the Midwest because he's doing his next food festival in Chicago. And he said he didn't even know that Gary, Indiana was suffering. So he's actually reaching out right now. He was on the phone with like the mayor. He's trying to figure out what he can do to help people out because 9 days without power, things start to get a little hectic. I saw one video. The man said that somebody driving around throwing poop at people robbing people for generators. It's getting kind of hectic out there in them streets. You got to think people, food is going bad. People just probably weren't prepared. A lot of these stores aren't open. So it's getting real bad. And then I saw as well, like traffic is extremely backed up because the people that do have the means, they're trying to get out of town. Also, gas stations are closed. So if you didn't gas up before, you just kind of drown in there. And 9 days without power, that's extensive. You think about, like you said, we have like 1 day without power and we like, what are we about to do? What are we going to eat? The food is going bad. How do we survive? And you add that extra layer of other people going without in a place like Gary, Indiana, it gets scary. It starts turning into the Hunger Games real quick. So they're still without power in certain areas out there. And a lot of people aren't talking about it. And that also kind of raised other questions. Why don't we know about that? Why isn't it national news that nobody this is going on?
Yeah, a couple of people were saying because Gary, Indiana is predominantly majority black city. So that's black people. That's poor people. That's, let me not just say poor people, but black people is the ones widely impacted.
I mean, black people and poor people.
Right. Sure. Correct. And, you know, now I have been through hurricanes, right? Where we have been without power for upwards of a year, you know? Hurricane Marilyn, Hurricane Hugo, those two in particular that I remember completely like flattened and devastated the island, right? But I will say the difference is I felt like we were getting a lot of coverage, you know. The National Guards came to help. We was eating MREs for upwards of a year, you know what I mean? And if you don't,
I'm sorry, back that up. What's the MRE?
MRE is meals ready to eat, right? And it is typically something soldiers, our military would eat when they're out at war. And it's packaged food that has multiple different things in it. It may have like a cake, it may have like a certain dish, and it's in a bag, but then you have this pocket of some substance that you put water in it, and that's how it reacts and heat up, and then you heat your food up that way, and then you eat it. And that was our MREs, and we did like a year on it, man. You know what? My favorite was the barbecue beef and brownies, man. That was so fire.
I was talking about some brownies. You love a good pastry, dude. Dude.
Straight up.
He said that low key don't sound bad.
I even put that in a song. I put that in a song. Barbecue, really? Beef, and brownies. That was my favorite MRE though. It was super fire. Then they had the chicken and rice joint. That was smooth. It was tolerable. But the barbecue beef and brownies, crazy. crazy, man. Spaghetti.
Look, not you. How are you selling me on these MRE meals right now? I'm like, dang, I gotta feel like I gotta.
It was smooth for me, man. So, but at least 7 people died across Indiana as well. So we want to keep that in mind, right? Gary was hit the hardest of any city. Roughly 36,000 customers lost power initially as of Wednesday, August 19th, 8 days later. Thousands are still in the dark. Like she said, food is going bad. Like, nobody is really, really talking about it. We talking about so many other things, but nobody's talking about it. But what you got, Shannon, before we go to break?
Yeah, so like somebody said online, they were like, y'all so quick to make think pieces about everything else, but nobody's talking about this. And it's important. You got elderly people that can't stand in lines when they are doing the food giveaway. You got elderly people that probably can't get out of the house, probably don't have people to check on them. It's an unfortunate situation, but we'll get right back into it right after this break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And if you have questions, comments, or concerns, call us 833-212-1017.
Don't go anywhere.
No, my grandma's still with me. When they get cold, I feel your spirit. Talking to my little sister, phone calls. Through securities, walking toward them shackles. See my mama, her eyes staring. Trying to work towards these blessings, but the devil keep interfering. Everybody go through something. It's all about perseverance.
It's all about perseverance. This is my song. What you know about this, Brother Z?
We're literally talking about storms. Why would I not play a song called Through the Storm?
Hey, I didn't know you knew it. Oh, this is my song.
Welcome back, get y'all. Her. Welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is the lunch break with Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon. DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound, man. We talking about the storms, man. Through the storms, through the storms, through the storms. Why this deserves more attention, man? Gary is roughly 85% black, according to the city's own demographic data. It's worth naming directly since disaster response speed and national media attention have a documented pattern of tracking who's affected, not just how severe the damage is. I'm just saying. The Gary County Council has already passed a resolution putting NIPS NIPSCO on notice over what members call excessive rate increases on top of the outage itself, meaning residents are being asked to both endure the outage and absorb rising bills tied to storm response costs. That's kind of crazy. So now they're raising a bill to cover costs on these black folks in Gary, Indiana. NIPSCO now says most customers should be restored by Tuesday, August 25th. Two full. That's crazy. Whew. I'm going to be appalled.
He said it like it ain't nothing.
They said like that was tomorrow. I'm going to be in Poland. They still ain't going to have power yet. Jeez. 2 full weeks after the storm, with electric emergency response mode staying active through August 28th. So it could still not even, everybody still could not be up by the 28th. Mm.
That's scary. That's a scary thought.
Midwest going through it, y'all. We going through it all across the world. And all Keith wanted to do is do a food tour.
Ooh, that's all. Now that's he over he there. To do. Look, he said, he was like, drop in the comments what I need to do. I'll ride through there, give food, give resources, whatever I need to do. Like, he's genuinely reaching out to the community and trying to get to the bottom of what needs to be done to help. I mean, help people. Like, it's too many people to obviously help, because everybody out there probably needs something at this point. But that's a scary thought. Like, if you think about it, look, I'm just thinking right now, if my lights went off for 2 weeks, I'm in a situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
What we gonna do?
Mm-hmm. No, for sure.
What we gonna do?
For sure, for sure.
Most people don't have little like generators hanging around their house. I don't think that's like people don't just have like a kit.
Man, that's crazy. I got a generator in my car right now. I'm about to pass out from generator exhaust.
Listen.
Just from it sitting back there.
Bruh.
Yep, Robert, they actually said they talking about the residents having to absorb some of that cost. They actually talking about it. Callers, we want to know, 833-212-1017. Do you think a crisis this size isn't a bigger national story? Or why do you think a crisis, I could hear it now. Why do you think a crisis this size isn't a bigger national story? It's kind of a rhetorical question, right?
Bruh.
But we'll ask it for the sake of asking.
What?
Man, moving along, Shannon. It's time to get paid. It is time to get paid.
Rich gang.
Detroit pays students $100 a week for perfect attendance. $100 a week for perfect attendance. Not perfect grades. Just get here. Please get here.
Hey, just show up. Jesus. just show up.
That's the first step.
Detroit Public Schools Community District. Perfect attendance pays program now is in it. It's in its third year. They've been paying. It gives high schoolers a $100 digital Visa gift card for every 5-day cycle of perfect attendance, up to 1,000 over a 10-week winter stretch. Starting this fall, middle schoolers grades 6 to 8 will get $50 per week for perfect attendance. It exists to fight a real crisis that Department of Public Schools, community districts are saying chronic absenteeism rate was 60% in 2024 and 2025, roughly meaning 3 out of 5 students missed 10% or more of the school year. Three in 5 students miss 10% or more of the school year.
That's crazy.
Now, does it actually work? Does it actually work? Superintendent Nicolai Vitti reports the incentive helped cut high school chronic absenteeism by 10% points over the life of the program. In its first week back after winter break, the district saw 1,800 more students with perfect attendance, specifically tied to the incentive. Nearly 84% of DPSCD high schoolers received at least one payment last year. Over 12,800 students, and importantly, the money reached far more neighborhood high schools this year, not just the district's top application / exam schools like it had in the first year. So, I got some more questions on this. We want to know, is this about the funding question? Because I got my thoughts on this, right? But I'll continue to read. Michigan's per pupil school funding is tied to average daily attendance. All right? Meaning more kids in seats literally mean more state dollars for the district. That financial incentive for DPSCD to boost attendance is real and it's worth naming. But the district's own research counters a pure cynical read. Chronically absent students show dramatically worse outcomes regardless of funding. That's fair. Students who miss 18 or fewer days a year are 3 to 5 times more likely to be at or above grade level and college ready. If the program is getting more kids, the accumulated instructional time tied to those outcomes, the funding motive, and the kids actually benefit aren't mutually exclusive. A Detroit parent's blunt take, Given the district received over $1.2 billion in COVID relief funding, I feel like it's a long time coming to just give the students some incentives to come to school. 833-212-1017, that's the number to dial. Should we pay kids to come to school in NPS?
I did ask that question to my Facebook little community over there, and we did get a few answers back. I said, Detroit public schools are paying students to go to school. Do you think something like that would work for these Milwaukee kids? And somebody said, I hope so. My daughter got a trust fund set up for school already from school. They make contributions every year. I'm about to find out what school that is. I'm trying to enroll. But anywho, Tiffany Wright said, yes, that would definitely work. Tim Young said, do they just have to go, or are grade standards required? Just having them go doesn't solve any issues, which I do understand. And then we have Sky McCloud. He said, we are at the point in the Black community where we need mandatory laws forcing us to learn. We need 24 education in school, out of school. I have a whole initiative for every Black community in America in order for us to fix our economic standards, our mentality, and job. All I need is 5 to 10 years, how we see ourselves and how America views us will be totally different. Sounds like he needs to get into politics. Maria said, well, well, MPS has an app where the kids can earn gift cards for school. I haven't heard of that. That's kind of cool. Nikki said, no, because I'm trying to read it, but some of it is in Ebonics, and that's okay. No, because where would the funds come from? Eric said, now who just told you this recently? Education shouldn't cost anything. I think he got confused with the question.
Probably
they're giving them the monies,
they're giving them the bread.
I'm on the fence about it, because I'm not even on the fence about it. What I do think is that it probably does pad the pockets of the school as well,
100%.
So that's helpful to them, right? But it's also going to get kids to come to school. And at that point, like, we have to do whatever we can to get these kids in the class. That's the first step, for real. Like, I genuinely think the first step is getting them there every day, and the hard part is done. They definitely don't have a chance of learning if they're not in the school. And maybe after it works so well, they can do a different initiative or be like, okay, now that attendance is up, we pay it based on grades now. So at least they're there, right? But we'll get back into this after these messages. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back. What's happening? It's the Lunch Break Crew. Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound, man. We talking about that money, man. Detroit paying kids $100 for $100 a week, it said, for perfect attendance.
Yep, $100 a week.
It sounds like $100 a week. I love that, though. I feel like that's, man, that would even, some of these parents need that extra bread. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it would even, when we talked on the earlier episodes a few days ago, I think about parents just being lazy and not getting their kids to school. I bet you they gas up the tank then. Look, go get that $100. I'm going to need $5 for the gas. You know what I'm saying? Like, I genuinely do that, feel like.
But for what? That's my $100.
They need gas in the tank. That'll push them to go.
$100. I take the bus to school.
It would also alleviate, it'll make them wake you up on time. It would alleviate the pressures of like back to school stuff. Or like, look, you make $100 a week now.
Any of my $100.
But they'll probably be like, you know what? Now you're making your own money from getting to school. Pay that phone bill. Help me out on some school supplies. I do feel like it alleviates some of the stresses of being a parent.
But mom, like, listen, you know you it's cheaper to have me on your plan.
Well, pay what it weight. You know what I'm saying? Look, we can adjust the payment. Put something on it.
Man.
It looks like we got a few comments in the chat. Let's catch up on that. Look, that rhyme. Look at me. I'm so smart. Look, anywho, somebody said my power went out last night just to come back on around 11:30. And then Aaron is him said me too. And even that amount of time, I'm pretty sure was rough. I don't care. 30 minutes is too much for me without power. Sher Chauncey said, black card officially granted despite her residing in the 702. She just vehemently stated live on air that she eat them doggone chitlins with hot sauce on them. That took some guts. I know that's right. Mess up your guts a little bit too for a few days. But anywho, hopefully they don't have to pay their bills for that time being. But then we talked about how they might they're going to have to pay some. Aaron is him said hopefully they got some FEMA assistance, but since it's an all black place, probably not as much as they need, right. or not as accessible as it should be. Sir Chauncey said that's crazy. $100 when I was coming up and going to school in Detroit and had perfect attendance in middle and high school for 5 straight years. All I got was a doggone bow that read such on it.
Probably meant success on it. I remember that.
Yo, now you got $100. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's why I said, like, that bow probably made you feel good, but right now.
So, like, here's my thoughts on this, right? I feel like if we could actually say that also raised, you know, performance levels and the education levels and the reading levels. Yeah. I'm with it.
Yeah.
I think something like this, it would be interesting to see if said money that was accumulated, they invested into like the stock market or something that grows, and at the end of the school year, it can serve as a college booster or whatever for whenever these kids graduate, right? So you reinvested in that $5,000. Let's say it grows 10%, 20%, depending on whatever they invested in over the years, right? That $5,000 could grow to $15,000 depending on what you invested in. I'll give you a perfect example. Back in 2001, if you would have invested $27,000 into Apple in 2001, by 2020, if I'm not mistaken, or they said 2017, that same $27,000 would have been worth $5 million. So I just want to challenge us to like, let's look at these things, because like, you know, they like to give us a hard time. Like, are we just making excuses or enabling young people because we didn't call the police and whatnot? It was like, okay, let's go a step further, right? Or break it down in half. You get $50 for attendance and then $50 for grades. Let's incentivize kids to want to learn, not just because. And that's why I feel like it is really only about getting the bodies in the seat to get the funding that's required. Because if kids aren't showing up to school, the state won't allocate you a certain amount of funds anymore.
Yeah.
Milwaukee Public Schools. Let's go ahead, Shannon. My bad. I was going to talk about how it relates to
Milwaukee. No, I was just going to say, I definitely understand that. But I guess my thing is, like, growing up, like, I needed that little extra $100. I've been working since I was 14. So if they was like, they going to give me $100, I want my money now. It's my money and I need it now. Don't invest nothing. I need that right now. This phone bill due today. Pockets was short in 2001, Ray. Don't tell me you're going to put some money somewhere I can't see it. I don't know nothing about
that. But if you could be like, okay, you going to get, I give you $100 now, or you want $100,000 mm-hmm. when you graduate high school.
I might not make it to then. That's how I was thinking. When I was a kid, hey, give me my $100. I don't know where I'm going to be. Oh my God. I'm just playing the devil's advocate because I know some of...
Oh, my God. This is our problem as a society. We're going to take the $100. We're going to take the $100
right now. Me and some of my peers, when we were younger... I know for a fact we wanted our $100 right now today. That's all I'm saying. So maybe even if they did 50 cash and then we invest 50, kind of like a match, like they match it like some companies do a 401k, right? I don't know. But like I know as a kid, somebody telling me they're going to put this imaginary money somewhere and I'll never see it. That like as an adult, yeah, 100% like would be like, yeah, if I could go back and do that, sure. But as a kid, give me my $100 and a peanut butter cookie.
I mean. Jesus. Shake the jaw. But yeah, man, I just feel like it is more so about getting the bodies in the seats, right? So here we go. Milwaukee Public Schools has Wisconsin's highest chronic absenteeism rate, 50.4% as of 2022-2023, which was down from a pandemic peak of 58%. But still far above the statewide rate and higher than every other Wisconsin district. MPS has not implemented anything like Detroit's cash incentive model. Its public attendance strategy stays within the traditional truancy / enforcement framework under Wisconsin State Law 118.15, which requires attendance but doesn't currently authorize or fund a payment incentive like Detroit's. So, what I wanted to research is how much funds do MPS get per student when they are in school? That's what I wanted to Google. But I don't know the number as it sits right now, but I know you get a certain amount of money per student that comes to school. And I know this because when you know what they incentivize our kids with to make sure they come to school for that day when they doing the count? You could wear whatever you want to school that day.
Bruh. Straight up. I remember that. That's funny.
Yo, dress down days. Actually, that was the head count days.
Especially those charter schools is funny because they definitely get paid on like their parents, their kids showing up, and they do little stuff like that. And then they also very much like that's why it's questionable sometimes because they even will charge you a dollar to not wear a uniform. You know what I'm saying? Like they have their ways. There will be signs. So they definitely. I do remember dress down days and stuff like that. Even though we didn't have uniform, like they would be like, you could just wear whatever you want. Wear pajamas. It's like, oh, for real? Look, cool.
So approximately for the current 2026-2027 school year, Milwaukee Public Schools receives approximately $23,000 to $24,600 per student in total funding when factoring in all local, state, and federal revenue sources. The exact amount fluctuates based on how funding is categorized and calculated. Core revenue limits, the foundational state and local tax revenue limit, sits around $16,774 per pupil. State tax contribution, out of the total package, state taxpayers send more than $11,700 per student directly to Milwaukee. Total spending allocation, with the approval of the district's recent $1.6 billion budget to address an expected student enrollment of roughly 60,000 to 65,000, actual total budget expenditures hover right around $23,000 per student. So that just gives us an idea, right? So if I'm getting 23 to 24 G's per student,
Damn.
And you not in there. You don't come to school. I lose that $23,000 for you. You damn right I'm offering you $100.
Right. Come and get it. And the mock chicken leg. Jazz said, shoot, everybody went to school on mock chicken leg day. I know that's right. Mock chicken legs.
Chicken patty. It was chicken patty day. That mayo. No, oh, my God. The chicken patty mayo. What? I was dipping my fries in that.
Buying what? Two of them.
What? I was, what?
They gave y'all fries? I don't remember getting fries now. Y'all had a good school.
Or tater tots. It was tater tots. I didn't get sweet potato.
Okay.
I didn't get sweet potato fry. We had the tater tots. We had tater tots.
I was going to say, y'all living different.
But chicken patty, that's Reagan. Chicken patty day.
Come on now. You better put some respect on us. We top ain't going to spend no more.
Top 10. They top 10 schools, man. You get sweet potato fries when you top. You know how much?
No, go ahead and finish that sentence, Ray.
They top, I'm just saying. Top
they got
10.
Organic chicken.
They it's top 10.
What about Milwaukee?
I don't know what I was going to say.
Pull it up, cause nah, see,
they
look,
got
now you got me started.
Chicken patties.
Top 10 in the state and number one in Milwaukee.
Hey,
number one.
Hey,
get Milwaukee.
Hey, man, ring the bell. Shouts out to Reagan, man.
Ring the bell.
Good. I wonder how much they.
I ain't gonna say no more.
They probably
is that a public school?
I think Reagan is a
MPS
shout out school.
MPS.
Man, that's what's up, man.
Hold on now.
Yeah, man, that's
look,
what's
they
up.
Ain't just letting anybody up in Reagan.
Oh, shoot, they paying $60,000 per student out there, getting them numbers up. But yeah, man, that's what I'm saying, y'all. $24,000, $25,000 roughly per student. You know, that's what they get, and if they don't, they incentivize it so much to come on certain days because that's the days that they take these attendance and so forth. Mm. And then they got to turn that in. And based off of that number, their budget gets, you know, approved or looked at and be like, okay, you got 15,000 kids in this school, so we going to give you this. And they probably be needing to see a certain number of kids so they not under that threshold so they can have enough funds to do a lot of the things that they do. Why you think now they be asking parents to bring the supplies and one. As a matter of fact, we going too far. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be right back on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't go anywhere. On the wood, first turn in the hood, they curious. Four inquired about five and jury. I get the comments with number this period. I got your B on one, put on the mirrors. First young in the A2 land, run a 14 mil, started 14 grams. Dope boy diggers and diamonds and Tim. You shouldn't play with that boy, he is not one of them. Bro, I kept taking L's, finally got me an M. Still making double, I don't count when I spin. S550 2018, gotta come 20 if you hopping in the Benz. Y'all turn from the D to the A. I'm rocking with the Lions. Yeah, I'm rocking with the Braves. Yeah, we paid.
What
yeah,
up, y'all? Welcome back. To the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. It's your boy Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z, holding us down on the production and sound, man. The homie Benjamin sent us, he broke it down even more. Let me pull that up real quick. Where did that go?
For sure.
Where did he send that at? Where did that go that fast, Shannon? Oh, here you go. Here you go. So Milwaukee Public School gets between $127.78 and $138.89 per student per day. So this is per day if calculated based on a standard 180-day instructional school year. So if you spread the funding across an entire 365-day calendar year, the breakdown is roughly $63 to $68 per student per day. But we know they ain't going to school 365 days in a year. So it's probably closer to the 127, 138 average, right? So, and if I'm not mistaken, Detroit policy wasn't saying they do that for the entire school year, right? There's a up to amount. Like what they say, you can have 5 weeks. I think that's what it said, right? Like 5 weeks they'll pay up to for perfect attendance. So those other weeks you in school, that's just – now, I don't want to make it sound like they just pocketing the money and not doing things with it. Because it goes towards funding the school, paying for things, the programs. I'm interested to find out how much of teacher salary is included in that number as well. Or how, like, what all does that money go to? So maybe that's another show we could break down, Shannon, one of these days.
Definitely.
What you got, Shannon?
Yeah, no, I was just gonna say, I also, like, when it comes to that, I wonder if they do it, like you said, they only pay up to like 5 weeks. I wonder if it's like starts paying after they've shown that they can keep it up first. You know what I mean? Like, you would think they'd be like, after the first 100 days of school, then we can start paying you something to, like, because if that's the case, I'll just show up for the first week, first 5 weeks, and then I'll disappear for the rest of the year if I'm one of the kids that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I wonder, like, what that setup is. I think I want to do a little more research and understand exactly what the setup is and how that
criteria
works. But if they've done it for 3 years, they've done it for 3 years and now they're moving it to the middle school students, it obviously it's working. So
they like, let's get we got to get our middle school students in on their action. We need that bread too.
Yeah.
But
we need get food.
That doesn't account for, you know, and I feel like we've had this conversation numerous times. Parents, you got to play our part. We got to play our part. Get the kids to school. I get it. I get it. Life throws all types of different curveballs and things at us. But we got to get these kids to school. We got to get them in there. We got to do our part at home, away from school as well, which is the most important part. That's the most important part, is what we do when they're not in school, what we do at home with them. If we just letting them lock themselves in their rooms and we not engaging and reading with them and going over, what did you learn in school today? I ask Junior that every time I pick him up. What you learn in school today? Even if I don't understand none of the subjects or the answers.
Same.
He'll be like,
as long as we know you.
You feel what I'm saying? Well, I've never learned that, so good job.
Right. Tell me something about it. Seriously, like, a lot of times what I'll do is ask, like, what's the highlight of your day and what's the low of your day? I always ask that. Like, what happened good throughout the day that you would say stood out? Yeah. And what happened that you wish could have been better? Because sometimes I don't know. Look, okay, you took calculus. I don't know. Sure, me too. Look, okay. Or I even ask, like, what do you think you're struggling with that you think you could work on more? We have a world where so many things are accessible to us. We're using ChatGPT for flyers and everything else. Tell it to make you a tutor guide. Tell it to make you something where, like, that's easy for a child to, you know, understand. Like, there's so many different ways to use technology in our, what is it called?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that word escaping me? For good for us.
Oh.
Wait, what did you say? Everlasting?
Gobstopper?
What did you just say, though, Shay?
You said we use chat what?
Oh, to our advantage. We use ChatGPT to do all these other things. We have to use these technologies.
Say that word again.
Advantage is the word that I was looking for.
Chat what?
Advantage?
Chat what?
GPT.
Okay.
GPT.
GPT. No? I thought you
what
was.
What y'all call it?
For years, Shannon, I've been calling it the wrong thing. I've been saying chat GBT. That's what I said.
Oh.
This year is when I found out that that's a P, Negro, not a B.
And I was trying to trick her into thinking.
I thought she was saying GBT.
You were trying to get me to be on his side.
Because I was like, you know what? I definitely was saying GBT.
I do understand if you're listening to other people say it sounds like ChatGPT because it's run together, and I wasn't enunciating ChatGPT.
So my nephew, he definitely he was on my heels. He was like, "What are you using?" Like, GBT.
Oh my goodness.
I was getting pissed.
It was like, that must be new.
What type of results you getting from that? But yeah, man. No, today was good, man. Just giving y'all a rundown again. If you were just joining us, we had the one, the only legendary Mrs. Sheree Harris joining us, telling y'all about Truth Family Fest that is going down this Saturday. We need to see y'all there, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University. We got to see y'all there. Shannon going to be in town. I'm hitting the stage. New style. I'm going to say new style. Infotech hitting the stage. Hey, new style might pull
say,
up
can
too,
I
though.
Say, move your body, girl? That's bah! All I want to say.
I'm telling you, me and Shannon performing.
You promised.
You're going to do the first verse. So I hope you know the words.
All right. Now, you put too much weight on that.
Hey, too much dip on your
chip. Hey, and I'm going to come in some Ed Hardy's.
Start rolling the music before we start falling off the cliff. But we also talked about the weather, man. Prayers to everybody in Gary, Indiana. Those are real lives. 7 people lost their lives, and more than 36,000 people are without power currently, and nobody's talking about it. So we spoke about it here today, y'all. And then we also talked about Detroit, $100 a week. And we're going to dive into that a little more on another day. But we want to know what is working. We want to look into what was the criteria in that. All right? And then, some stuff we ain't even get into, Shannon. But what you got for us, Shannon? That's all I got, man.
Definitely. Before we head out, shout out to the chat. Curly Q also said, every day my kid was required to give me rundowns when she got in the car, so I knew what was going on how things went. That was our chat when we ran errands and went home. Thank you guys for rocking with us. Shout out to the chat once again. Make sure you guys follow your hosts, Ray Nitty and Maybe Shannon. Ray Nitty across all platforms, R-A-Y-N-I-T-T-I, and Maybe Shannon across all platforms, M-A-Y-B-E-S-H-A-N-N-O-N. Make sure you head over to YouTube. You can watch us live in studio and add to the chat. 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Make sure you call us at any time or any of our shows. 833-212-1017. And also, head over to Facebook. Join our community. We are The Lunch Break on Facebook. Thank you for rocking with us. We out.
Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Ray Nitty and the Grapevine. We out.